1945 brought victory to the world. Herr Hitler's triumph was absolute. The secrets of the Führer's war were kept. It's 1964, and in Berlin, Inspector March has discovered a secret too great to be entrusted to his superiors. And an American journalist may be the only person who can bring it to the outside world. As for March, time is running out.
The Gestapo have got a file on me. They're going to use it on Monday.
Jesus Christ.
14 civil servants. Bühler, Stuckert, and Luther included, attend a meeting called by Heydrich in 1942. Since the end of the war, 6 of those men have been murdered, 4 have committed suicide, 1 has died in a road accident, 2 have supposedly died of natural causes, 13 are dead. The 14th, Martin Luther, is on the run. I just need to find him before Monday.
He's been found.
What?
We couldn't leave him for the rats. Oh, you should find the hands in here somewhere if you want to dig around a bit. Oh, no, please do. The Gestapo don't want to be accused of concealing evidence.
You know what I think? Luther never brought anything here from Zurich at all.
Yes, it did. Of course it did.
He couldn't have. Can you see the queues at the airport? They were searching every single bag.
What is this?
Everything. This is a sworn affidavit from Stuttgart.
For the delivery of a gas door 100-192 for Corp Cellar 1 or Crematory 3. We can't do this alone.
We must.
If we're caught with this, we're dead.
Führer, my face and my light. Heil, mein Führer.
I'm going to join you at the hotel around midnight. I think you should carry the originals and also both passports.
Well, why don't you keep yours? You'll need it.
And if I'm arrested and searched, they'll find it.
You've no intention of coming.
I have every intention of coming.
Are you sure they'll print it?
Don't worry. I'll print it. And we'll change history.
But will anyone believe it? Isn't it unbelievable? There's a daily Swissair flight from Zurich to New York. It leaves at 2.
I'm not saying goodbye to you. See you tonight.
Here's a picture of a U-boat, like yours. What does it say?
Lily, I'm not...
What's going on here, Billy? Why is it so quiet?
Don't go, Papa, please.
There's
don't
something
go.
Wrong.
Don't listen to me.
Something wrong.
To me.
Where's Matt?
It's all right, Papa. They're going to help you. They'll make you better. Then you can come and live with us. They promised.
Where's the girl?
What girl?
You know what this is, March? No? It's an American invention. A baseball bat. A pal of mine at the Washington Embassy brought it back for me. I'm thinking of raising an SS team. We could play the US Army. What do you think? Goebbels is keen. He thinks the American masses will respond well to the pictures. My God, we used to know how to deal with people like you. But we've gone soft. It's not, has he got guts anymore? It's, has he got a doctorate? We didn't need doctorates in the East in 41. When there was 50 degrees of frost and your piss froze in midair. What's the point of you? If you were my dog, I'd feed you poison.
If I were your dog, I'd eat it.
Listen to the big man. I've been looking at your file. I see you're a great one for writing, forever taking notes, compiling lists, quite a frustrated author. Tell me, are you left-handed or right-handed?
Left-handed.
Put your right arm on the table.
Sharfera, who works in the garage. He found them when we brought your car in. He gave them directly to me. Globus doesn't know a thing. Yet.
Then that's your answer.
What is happening here?
You can read.
But I don't understand. Here, what is this? Cyclone B.
Crystallized hydrogen cyanide. Before that, they used carbon monoxide. Before that, bullets.
And here? Auschwitz, Birkenau, Krumhof, Belzec, Treblinka, Majdanek, Sobibor.
The killing grounds.
These figures? 8,000 a day?
That's the total they could destroy at Auschwitz, Birkenau, using the four gas chambers and crematoria.
And this, 11 million.
The total number of European Jews they were after. Maybe they succeeded. Who knows? Don't see many around, do you?
Here. Globoknik.
Globus was SS and police leader in Lublin. He built the killing centres.
I didn't know. I had no idea of this.
Of course you knew. You knew every time someone made a joke about going east, every time you heard a mother tell a child to behave or they'd go up the chimney. You knew when we moved into their houses, when we took over their property, their jobs.
I meant I didn't know that Bula, Stuttgart and Luther were involved. And I didn't know about Globus.
Sure, you just thought it was an art fraud. What time is it? There were three of them in it altogether. Pulisch, Stuckert and Luther. I wouldn't write any of this down if I were you, Krebs. What concerned them wasn't the extermination program itself. These were senior party men, remember. It was the lack of a proper Führer order. Nothing was written down. All they had were verbal assurances from Heydrich and Himmler that this was what the Führer wanted. Could I have another cigarette?
This is conjecture, you understand. I assume they asked themselves, why is there no direct link between the Führer and his policy? And I assume their answer was, because it is so monstrous, the head of state cannot be seen to be involved. So, where did this leave them? It left them in the shit, because if Germany lost the war, they could be tried as criminals, and if Germany won, they might one day be made the scapegoats for the greatest act of mass murder in history.
I'm not sure I want to know this much.
So they took out an insurance policy. They swore affidavits. It was easy. The three of them were lawyers. And they removed documents whenever they could. Gradually, they put together a documentary record.
That is enough.
They looked around them and began to notice that their ex-colleagues were dropping off like flies. Everyone else who attended that meeting was dead. They were the last ones.
I said that is enough!
One question puzzled me. Would Heydrich have done all this on his own initiative, or was he acting on orders from a higher level? Orders, perhaps, from the same person who would not put his signature to any document. They're only copies, Krebs. Only copies.
The girl march. Where is she? Pick him up. Now we're getting somewhere.
Majdanek, Sobibor, Auschwitz-Bechna.
What am I supposed to do? Shrivel up and die? They're just names, March. There's nothing there anymore, not even a brick. Nobody will ever believe it. And shall I tell you something? Part of you can't believe it either. That's how much the world will care. Now... again.
It's going to be all right, Papa.
Where's the girl?
I'm not saying goodbye to you. See you tonight.
Wake up, March. On your feet. Put them on the front. Come on, let's go.
Won't again.
Don't raise your hopes, March. The Obergruppenführer is still waiting for you. We have more modern technology at Columbia, that's all.
What took you so long?
I told you to go across without me.
What's the matter? Aren't you pleased to see me?
Oh, for God's sake, he's pissing himself. Pull over here!
Quickly, we haven't got all night. 1 minute, keep the engine running.
You're a lucky man, March.
I don't understand.
You can thank your favourite uncle.
You should have come to me at once, dear boy. You would have spared yourself such agony.
Right, March, this way. Yeah, take my pistol.
What?
Take it. You tricked me, got hold of my gun, understand?
This is a dream.
Oh, March, March. Krebs here came to me this evening, told me what you had. We suspected it, but didn't have the proof. Now you've got to get it out for all our sakes. You've got to stop these bastards.
Forgive me, sir, we're almost out of time. Down there, March, at the end of the alley, there's a car. Can you see it?
Well, what is this? What do you want me to do?
Walk to the car and get in. We've no time to lose. I count to 10, then I yell. 1... Two,
don't fail us, March. Go.
Three,
get the papers out. Get
four,
them published. We're risking everything,
five,
giving you a chance.
Six,
take it. Go.
Seven, eight.
The bus is coming.
Max, Sabi, get in quick. Come on. You look terrible. Haven't you been looking after yourself lately? It's all right, Sarvi, it's all right. Dear old friend, what have they done to you? What have they done to you? We'll get you cleaned up, Sarvi.
Where are we going, Max?
God knows, where do you want to go?
Didn't Neep tell you?
Neep said you'd tell me.
What's happening, Max?
Christ, Savvy, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm heading south, is that okay? Aren't you glad to see me?
Very glad. Nice car, Max. Where did you get it?
From the pool at Verdischgemacht. Beauty. Yes. She's got a full tank. You can go anywhere you want. Anywhere at all. I could go and get the girl.
Oh, Max, Max. Even Krebs is such good liars, and you're so lousy. I almost feel sorry for them having to have you on their team.
They've pumped you full of drugs, Harvey. They've hurt you. You're confused, believe me.
If it's any other driver but you, I'd almost have fallen for it, but you. Tell me, Max, why is the road behind so empty?
I risked my life, and this is my reward, Harvey. What are you doing? Be careful.
Krebs gave me this. It's about that essential touch of authenticity. Not loaded, I'm sure, but... Do you want to take that risk? I think not. Keep your left hand on the wheel, Max, and your eyes on the road, and with your right, give me your Luger. Very slowly.
You're dreaming, Savvy. All right. All right.
I've got nothing to lose.
Savvy!
Shut up. Just keep driving on this road until we reach the outer Autobahn.
March, we've got a floater down at the harbour, Schwanenwerder.
I'm not interested.
Your interest or lack of it is beside the point.
I'm not interested because I'm not on duty.
I suppose we have Krauss to thank for this.
Krauss?
Krauss mixed up the rotors, ordered me to Schwanenwerder instead of you.
Krauss?
The Gestapo fixed it so that you would be on duty on Monday night, didn't they? What did they tell you? No hurry about identifying the body, lose the file for a few days?
Something like that.
And then you overslept, and by the time you got to the office on Tuesday, I'd taken over the case. Poor Max. Never could get up in the mornings. The Gestapo must have loved you. Who were you dealing with?
Lubotka.
Globus himself. I bet you thought it was Christmas. What did they promise you, Max? Promotion? Transfer to the SIPO?
Screw you, Marge.
So then you kept him informed of everything I was doing. You tipped them off when I was in Stuttgart's apartment, didn't you? You were the only one I told.
This morning,
even told them about my son. Now, you knew I would have to see Pilly, didn't you? And you told me, didn't you? Didn't you? How could you? How could you?
A good party member, Annie Law, is hold of the honor cross of the German Father Franz Klaus. For Christ's sake, I shook for you. Which way now?
Keep in the right lane.
East? We're going east? I never meant any harm to come to you, Zavi.
Just get the documents. Is that what he said?
Globus is a police general, for God's sake. If he tells you Liega look the other way, you look the other way, right? I mean, that's the law, isn't it? We're policemen. We have to obey the law. And when he ordered me to tell him what you found out, what was I supposed to do?
You could have warned me.
Yes. What would you have done? I know you. You'd have carried on anyway. Where would that have left me? Me and Hannelore and the kids? They're not all made to be heroes, Zavi. They have to be people like me, so people like you can look so clever. I suppose they'll kill me for allowing you to pull the gun on me. They'll say I'll let you do it. They'll shoot me. It's a joke, isn't it? It's a joke.
It's a joke.
I can't drive much longer, Zavi. I'm shattered.
Not far now.
There's nothing there anymore, not even a brick. Nobody will ever believe it.
It's getting light already.
And shall I tell you something? Part of you can't believe it either.
You believe in ghosts, Max?
Are there still no messages for me?
Remember?
Room 207, Magda Voss.
Sorry, no messages.
Are you sure?
Turn right over those tracks.
What are we doing, Zabi? What happens here?
Stop here. This is it. You can turn off the engine.
Is this an old railway station? You gonna catch a train, Zabi?
What do you think? Railway station? What do you think might have gone on here, Max?
I don't know. I don't understand. Is it a factory? An old factory? It's a shithole.
Yeah, sure, Max. What time is it?
It's after 9.
Turn on the radio.
You want some music?
Just turn it on.
Which channel?
The channel doesn't matter. If it's 9, they'll all sound the same.
An air of excited anticipation. Führer prepares to step out into this beautiful April morning to greet them in this 75th year.
Get out of the car, Max.
Sorry, what are you trying to do? Respect. You going to execute me?
Get out.
The largest number of people ever gathered outside the Reich Chancellery. Buses, trains...
Come with me.
You can't escape, Zabi. They're going to be here any minute. If you hurt me, it's going to be the worst for you.
Start running.
I'm sorry.
Run to that chimney stack.
Come on!
I can't!
I said run!
What a spectacular... Come on, I said run!
There are the bands of the Hitler Youth, marching now in front of the Reich Chancellery. Germany's youth. The envy of the world, then. Purest... Most disciplined.
Passport.
Future of the Aryan. And behind them now, delegations from our welcomed neighbours, the United Kingdom, Spain.
Why are you leaving Israel? Germany?
To attend a friend's wedding in Zurich.
Just look at that. All
travelling alone.
My fiancé was supposed to be with me, but he's been delayed in Berlin.
All over the European
doing his duty, officer.
Celebrate.
You know how it is.
This day is
celebration. You have any luggage?
Just some overnight clothes and a wedding present.
The day they met.
Why? Is there a problem?
Adolf Hitler.
Would you like me to unpack?
I can't go on. I'm too exhausted, Zabi.
Keep going!
I can't. I just can't.
Look in here, Max.
What is it?
Shower room, Max? Somewhere for the workers to clean up after a hard day's work. Look, bath and disinfecting room. Why do you think they've written it in 4 languages, Max?
It's only an old factory.
Yes. Yes, there are ghosts here, Max. Here's the changing room. See? Pegs for hanging up the clothes. Numbered so you can remember where to come back to, so that after you've had your shower, you know where you've left all your clothes and belongings. Only you don't come back to them, do you? Brilliant. German efficiency, all designed to avoid panic. Take your clothes off, Max. Take your clothes off, Max.
Oh, sorry.
Take them off! What happens next, Max?
I don't know.
Sure you do, Max. Tell me, what happens next? Huh? I can't hear you. I can't hear you!
I'm cold. Cold.
So efficient, yet so arrogant, they couldn't even be bothered to destroy the evidence.
But let me live. Look, Sophie, you can make a run for it. Let me stay here and wait for them to arrive, please.
The whole world will know about it. Can't kill ghosts.
It's the first time, then, that it has been seen in public in 7 months. And I have to tell you, the atmosphere here is extraordinary.
No, there's no problem. You can drive on.
Are you sure?
I'll hit that.
I'll hit that.
So, he'll appear from the entrance to the right chancellery, where he will make his way down the steps and into the waiting car.
Stay where you are. Stay where you are. Put your weapon down and lie on the ground with your arms in front of you. Stay where you are.
And yes, yes, look. Here he comes. Here he comes, I can see him now, here he comes! And he salutes the crowd from the top of the steps of the right chancellery. What a great day this is! He's smiling, he's saying something, can't quite hear what it is, he's joking with his aim now. Yes, and he's laughing, he looks very healthy, and he's very strong, he looks very happy.
We the people of Germany salute you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
That was the final part of Fatherland by Robert Harris. In it you heard Anton Lesser, Angeline Ball, Michael Byrne, William Scott Masson, Peter Ellis, Stratford Johns, Dan Feynman and Alan Dedicote. It was dramatised and produced by John Dryden.